And let's take a deep breath and do what you do best. Let your light shine. Take a good deep breath. Now, some of you think, well, my light is dim. It's actually really not. Or my light is dirty. You got to clean that lens of the headlight, and it's not. I've seen some of you actually hold back letting your light shine because you think you're sending out toxins to the world. You're junk. You're not. No, when you just let your light shine, it doesn't take any work. You know, it's kind of like allowing. Allowing should not be difficult. Yet Schomburg makes it difficult at times, but letting your light radiate, something happens, you go straight to the core, straight to your essence. You bypass all the junk, all the noise, because you know that this is the greatest service you could be doing. So just let it shine. And I know what happens for many of you. Say, is it working? Yes, it's working. Would you please stop doubting it? Own it. Own it that your light is shining. And then just let it radiate out to the planet. Without agenda. Without battle. You know, when you get into this basic, this essence of who you are, and just let it shine, that's such a beautiful feeling because it's doing what you really came here to do. It's very simple. You don't have to get mental about it. This is it, right here. You remember before you were born in this lifetime, getting ready to come back here, eager to come back here, thinking what you're going to be doing is letting your light shine. You didn't know how it was all going to happen and what it would be like, but damn it, you're going to be here to bring in consciousness. Many of you suited up in your suit of armor, donned your swords, put on your helmets, ready for battle. He found out along the way it was time to retire that sword. You know, I love former Archangel Michael, but get rid of the sword, you know. It's not really needed. This light right here, of all of us, is far, far mightier than the sword. This is what you came here to do. Maybe you anticipated there would be a lot of effort. You'd have to be battling the darkness. You in your light. Now the demons of darkness coming around and we'd have one great big battle, a huge war. Nope. It's just doing just this. You could do it while you're drinking a cup of coffee, having some rum cake, whatever it is. sitting in the bathtub. This is it. And it is changing the planet. You see, there's an expectation, I guess, that there's going to be some sort of force, some thunder and lightning, or what do you have happening today? Your solar flares and everything else. Not really. Once in a while, but it's pretty quiet work. That's so beautiful. And yeah, there's a lot of disruption on the planet, but if it wasn't for what you and others are doing, allowing your light to shine, it'd be a lot worse. Right now, we're just going through kind of the readjustment phase on the planet. Old wars coming to their conclusions, old battles. Some of them been going on long before Earth, and now they're kind of reaching the end. They cannot sustain when there's this much light. Feel your own light for a moment. I want you to feel how pure it is, in spite of what your concerns, what you might think. Just take a moment to feel. This is what is radiating out to the world. You can't do it if you have an agenda, if you're still battling causes, whether they're yours or those of humanity, of this planet. It's done well. With love. Would you take a moment to just feel into the love that is in your light? One of the highlights of my time with Shambro was recently at Villa Amio, with a group that gathered there for what they thought was, staying in grace or whatever title we come up with. And a couple days before the event, they started feeling something very different. Some actually got sick, and some felt out of sorts, a little discombobulated, because they could feel we weren't going to talk about staying in grace. And I already talked about that. We're going to address love. And we did. Not in sugar-coated terms, but the love within, and the changing nature of love on this planet. And this indeed is the planet of love. It was first experienced here. Not somewhere else, not by Martians or Palladians or Arcturians or not even by archangels. Not by spirit. It was experienced first here through humans, through you. And we're ready now on this planet for Love 2.0, the next iteration. Something so much deeper, so much cleaner, so much more real than where the old Love 0.1 was going. So when you feel into your light, this thing that you're radiating out to the planet, Feel into its love. And when you do, you might notice how it's very different than the love you might have experienced before. What's different about love point two is it doesn't cling, it doesn't have, it's not needy. It contains no elements of the sexual energy virus. It makes no demands on anyone else. It's not conditional. This is what you're shining out. It's going to be well over some people's heads. They're not going to understand it. They're really not going to even be aware of it. It's so different. Love 2.0, it's a bit challenging, actually. It doesn't attach to anything. Humans are used to having love with attachment. So it's going to feel almost elusive. Where you want to grab it and hold on to it, try to make it do certain things, and it doesn't. It doesn't cling. But yet, there's such beauty in it because it's free. It is freedom. This is what you're shining out. It's light. It contains a new type of love to it. See how easy it is? No, I don't very often call together all Chambra like this. Calder's asking me why. It's really quite simple, because I don't want you to think you have to rely on a group. Somebody calling a group together to do what you're doing right now. I don't want you to think that we have to gather from around the globe and even have some type of cause associated with it. No, I want you to do it on your own. Every day or every week, doesn't really matter, but on your own. As a sovereign being. What is happening on Earth is so important to all of creation. I get very, very upset when I hear people talking about Earth as some backwater place, grand aliens with their amazing wisdom, you know, and you have to look up to them. No, this is it. It's happening right here. You're becoming sovereign beings. You're elevating love to a new level that will eventually go out to all of creation. We, those of us in the Crimson Council, watch and observe. We don't interfere, or rarely interfere, but we watch and observe and report back to you what's happening. We've watched how your light has changed even since earlier in the year. Your own light. Oh, and I know you forget once in a while to consciously radiate that light. That's all right. It's still there. consciously radiating it, sitting on a park bench or taking a drive and just letting your light shine, that's good for you. It reminds you. But your light is always shining right now. What I'd like you to be aware of in this beautiful, still moment is that love from you is also shining on you. Yes, it shines on you first. All light shines upon its creator before anything else, before it goes anywhere else. And love 2.0, well, let it shine on you right now. May you forget to do that. You know, you forget to really acknowledge that it's shining on you. Loving yourself, that's a tough one, really tough one. But let it shine on you. I mean, seriously. Right now, this very light that you're radiating out to all of creation, let it shine upon you. Has no attachments. It's not going to act like Love Point 1.0. It's going to be much cleaner. This new love will not tell you that you have to change your ways, improve yourself, be worthy of its love. It doesn't do that. It is always there. But yet, if you try to control it, to limit it, to overmanage it or any of that, it'll be just a fleeting, fleeting feeling. It'll seem like it's gone away. It wants to be free just like you do. Let's take a deep breath together with Chambra from all around the globe to let that light shine out onto the planet. Filled with your new love. And as you feel this love, this light flowing from you, let it fill you up. Let it shine on every part of you. I don't want a single one of you to ever, ever feel again that you're not worthy of your own love. Let's take a good deep breath. Good deep breath.